You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100, and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the don't nearly view system deal. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged episode. I have no idea. Before we jump in today, this is going to be something I'm going to try to do over the summer a little bit, just kind of some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that I, you know, kind of reflect upon that I've kind of gathered in my 30 plus years. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. One-stop shop. If you're thinking about becoming a basketball coach, I know I have like three coaching calls set up tomorrow morning. I would challenge any of the other places out there on the web that are as accessible and respond to emails as quickly as I do as far as giving feedback and giving one-on-one help. So go over and check out teachhoops.com. It's got everything you want, videos, handouts, PDFs, a little bit of everything. All right. So just things that I've seen, things that I think, things that I reflect upon. I'm going to do, like I said, a couple of these. So the first one, these are going to be random. They're not going to be in necessarily any specific order. First thing is, I think you have to convey to your players and your students and your athletes that, you know, this is, you know, you want to leave the world in a better place. And I know there was recently a viral video of a student athlete after an AAU tournament picking up the bench. You know, you want to leave, and there's the bell. You want to leave the world in a better place than you found it. So I'm going to leave that in. It's my lunch period. It's my lunch period right now. So that's what you just kind of heard. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, go find good teachers. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a renowned bio professor at the junior college that's close to you. It doesn't matter if it's a successful cross country coach in your area. Go find good teachers in their natural settings. You learn more. You can learn from talking to them, and you can learn from just a phone call, but I think it's better to kind of go, you know, watch them in the wild, watch them in their natural setting. If you ever get a chance to do that, do it. Another thing is, if I probably would be ready for retirement, if I had a nickel for every time a coach has asked me for a play or a set or something, from someone that's won lots of rings and lots of games, you know, plays don't win championships, players do. And as we head into the summer here, developing that relationship with your players, developing that, you know, do you need to have the X's and O's? Yes. You know, you have to play against the game. You have to play against the ability for your team to get better. There isn't that miraculous. Now, will there be one that at an end of a game that might help you win? Yeah, there might be that one play or that one set or that one thing. Absolutely. But you know, plays don't win. Like I said, plays don't win championships. I don't know where I heard that before, but players do. So before I jump onto the rest of them, I want to give a big shout out to Hoops Blueprint. Coach Van and I have kind of started that. There's some special stuff over there, a free couple hour webinar, some great handouts and free things for you over there too. But, you know, hoopsblueprint.com is, you know, Coach Van has, in my opinion, the best playbooks in the world, basketball playbooks in the world. I want to say 20,000 pages, but it's crazy. So go over and check that out. Him and I did that. Geez, we did that in the spring or something, but go over and check out hoopsblueprint.com. That won't be up forever. We're doing that for a short little spurt, kind of as a golden nugget over the summer. Next thing is, you know, as a coach, you have to be self-motivated. So when you're hiring your staff, when you're looking for people that are going to sit next to you in the bench, look for coaches that are self-motivated. It's similar to teachers. You know, once you close the door, once you get in that gym, there's no one keeping track of you. And, you know, you have to be able to motivate yourself. You know, no one's going to put the coach on the line and make them run when they're not doing what they need to do. No one's going to come and walk into a classroom in 30 seconds, fire a teacher. So you have to be self-motivated. And you have to want to do the jobs that, you know, I don't love, you know, sweeping the floor. I don't love ordering my buses, but I do stuff that I know I don't necessarily love anymore, being in a gym in the middle of July when it's 120 degrees. But you have to eagerly, when you stop eagerly anticipating those things and wanting to do those things, then it might be kind of near the end. Players. So just a side note, what do you look for players? You know, there's lots of things you look for players. It's a lot of the it factor, but you want to look for someone that loves the game, that has a passion for their team and their teammates, and want to compete. If you can find a player that does those three things, that they love to play, that they have a passion for their team and their teammates, and they want to compete, that's the trifecta, if I may take a horse racing analogy there. You're looking for that trifecta. If you find that, you've got a winner. A couple other just little side notes. You know, I always use the memo on my phone, so I can, if I need to remember something, I can always just kind of talk into my phone. I think it's a useful tool for a coach, just to kind of be able to, so I can keep my eyes on the players at all time, but I can still make corrections and those kind of things. I think that's really important. And in closing, I don't remember I saw this one, but you know, humans have four basic needs. So when you're dealing with your players, you need, they have a need to live. Okay. Not just survive, but to live. They have to be loved, to be loved, to love and to be loved, to feel important, and to have variety. If you can, so when you're thinking of your players, you're thinking of your practice, you're thinking of your team, you know, you have to show them love, and they hopefully will show you love back. You have to make them feel important in the big scheme of what you're doing. You have to have variety in practice. And, you know, to live is to be able to maybe play. You know, you have to think about how those basic human needs fall into what you're doing. So again, thank you for listening. If you like these, leave a review. If you like, I'm thinking of doing these kind of once a week, just kind of these deep dives into what I refer to as my golden nuggets. I kind of find as the years go on. So if you enjoy these and like them, leave a review, and have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.